Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Our guest is Tim Kintner. He is the Executive Vice President of Consumer, Private, and Regional Banking Markets at Bankers Trust. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Tim has spent a lifetime in the world of banking and finance. He's on his resume. He lists Norwest Bank, now known as Wells Fargo, Marquette Bank, and for the past 13 years with the Bankers Trust brand. Most recently, Tim came from a position in Cedar Rapids to the home office here in Des Moines. Welcome to the News Hour, Tim. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
So that's quite the, you know, you were with Norwest and Marquette and now Bankers Trust for the past 13 years. One of the things I think that lots of people may not understand is that it was Norwest Bank that was based up in Minneapolis.
Yes.
That bought Wells Fargo, not the other way around.
No, that's the way it was. But they kept the Wells Fargo name because they thought that was more marketable.
And it's turned out to be that way, Stagecoach
yep.
and all.
That's
yeah.
right.
So you spent some time with our friends at Norwest, and your job is Executive Vice President of Regional Banking. What does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah. Well, on a day-to-day basis, I have five areas of responsibility. The two that are regional are overseeing and working with our bank in Phoenix, which we started 8 years ago.
Nice idea.
Then we also have a bank in Cedar Rapids, which actually I had the honor of starting and founding 13 years ago.
Really?
And then here, that's the regional aspect. In Des Moines, I've got three different areas I work with. Our consumer banking group, which includes our 12 branch locations and all of our retail operations. Our private banking folks, Al Gross manages that area,
sure.
and he works with me. And then also our marketing department.
Okay, so Betty Ridout is a good friend.
Yes, she's a good friend of mine as well.
Absolutely, she's great people. I just had coffee with her today, as a matter of fact,
excellent.
Over in Windsor Heights.
Yep, great person.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never want to be on her bad side. I've told her that a million times.
I think
times.
You have to work hard to be on Betty's bad
side. I think so, maybe, yeah. So it's an interesting, so you have lots of irons in the fire going on every single day.
That's I never have a boring day.
Well, you know, I have ADD. I can sympathize. Look, a squirrel. So when you're doing consumer and private, consumer banking, and there's all of this conversation out there, and we don't mm-hmm. know from time to time. You know, we just read the news.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear that money is flowing. People are lending money. Banks are mm-hmm. ready to lend money. And then we hear the banks aren't lending money and mm-hmm. that it's really tough to get a loan. Mm-hmm. So what's really going on?
Yep. Well, right now and in recent years, banks certainly have been looking to lend money. That's how banks make money, is by lending it and collecting interest.
Right.
It's true that during the recession, there were difficulties because not a lot of consumers or businesses necessarily qualified for right. borrowing money. So that was difficult. Plus, in the recession, some banks were having financial difficulties, and some banks were not looking to lend money. But now, certainly at Bankers Trust, whether it was through the recession or not, we certainly have plenty of funds and have been looking to make loans to any customer that would qualify for them.
We had John Sorensen on the program mm-hmm. not too very long ago, and we were talking about this very thing, about how banks make money by lending money.
That's
and,
correct.
You know, that's that's what happens.
So we have a lot of incentive to lend money.
Exactly. It would make sense to all of us, wouldn't it? You know, when we lend money, and mm-hmm. here's the other thing that I think a lot of people are confused about, because we constantly are talking about the free money policy of the Fed
mm-hmm.
and how mm-hmm. institutions are getting lots of free money. Wall Street mm-hmm. is just nervous as a cat with its tail too close to the fan, because they're all afraid that free money spigot is going to run out, and they're worried about, you know, mm-hmm. running out of that. But the common folk, I mean, folks mm-hmm. that are out there trying to lend money or mm-hmm. do have mm-hmm. money on loan to them are still paying a pretty high interest rate. So what's the difference between the Fed policy of almost nearly free money and mm-hmm. what consumers pay?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really kind of two topics. First, the Fed is not bank's primary
right.
source of funds. It's deposits from customers. And in fact, most banks or the great majority of banks wouldn't be borrowing from the Fed. So it's the cost of deposits. And as all consumers know, unfortunately, as the interest rates have declined, so have the value of their deposits in terms of interest rates. And lending rates have trended down very similarly. So The reason the two don't line up is because the way the banks do make money and need to pay for their employees and their branches, et cetera, is by a spread between what they are paying depositors and what they receive from borrowers.
You know, and as you speak about the cost of doing business of the bank, banks have a lot of overhead. When you stop and think about it, not only are there a lot of people, but there's a lot of brick and mortar out there. And many banks, and we've seen this trend start where I can see it coming one of these days where actual people at the teller windows are going to be antiquated because you can almost do it all automatically. You know, swipe a card and do that or this. Now, Bankers Trust has a little bit different take on it, seems to me anyway, because I also do business with Bankers Trust. You've got this local thing going on.
Well, we sure do.
Talk about that.
Well, first of all, customer service and personal service is critical to our business plan and why we've been successful. In fact, next month we're going to celebrate our 98th birthday.
Amazing.
Based out of Des Moines here, so we're very excited about that. So we have no plans whatsoever to eliminate people, at least not until our customers decide they don't want to ever deal with people.
And but, but that's one of the things. 98 years here in Des Moines, and I would bet you that if you take a snapshot of your your median customer, they tend to be perhaps a little older, and perhaps, I'm just guessing at that. But
actually, we've got customers throughout the entire spectrum.
I'm sure
What's
you do.
Different is they have different needs, and so they absolutely use the bank in
there
different ways.
So some online, some come into the bank because they're used to that interpersonal relationship.
Yes.
When we talk about being local and being interpersonal like that, many banks, many financial institutions out there, have decided to say, okay, look, if you want a loan, come in, fill out the paperwork, we push a button, the algorithms say yes or no. How does it work at Bankers Trust?
Well, there's smaller consumer loans, which typically fit a profile that they're acceptable or not to a bank. As you get larger and larger in your loan requests, they get more sophisticated in how you need to look at them. What is really nice at Bankers Trust is, being as we're a local bank, our loan committees are local, our people are local, we're authorized to decide whether a loan gets approved or not, and so it doesn't get made by an algorithm or someone in a distant city.
Yeah, and I think that's important for people to understand. And some of the surveys that we've conducted on the side, as we try to gauge consumer satisfaction among a bunch of things, consistently, Bankers Trust continues to rate pretty high, very high, in that interpersonal relationship as people work together. And I think that's important.
Thanks for confirming that.
It's what we do for a living in our ad agency. You know, we're trying to gauge the consumer feeling out there. One of the other things, yesterday you had a report that Bankers Trust did pretty well last quarter. 22% increase?
Right. Well, last year we had a record year, and we were very excited because it came from all three of our key markets, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Phoenix. So all three had record years. And then in the first quarter, we were up 22% quarter over quarter from last year. So we're hitting on all cylinders, gaining customers, and very excited about that.
Tim Kintner, ladies and gentlemen, from Bankers Trust. How does that happen? I mean, where does, you know, you have a 22% increase in quarters. How does that get there?
Well, it really gets there by a lot of discipline by all of our employees. First of all, we have a mission to serve the customers we have. When you serve your customers well, they bring more business to you. They make more referrals to you. The business continues to grow. In our 98 years here in Des Moines and in the other communities, our reputation, fortunately, we've been able to attract additional business by virtue of the reputation and how we take care of our existing customers. So it isn't easy. Every bank would like to do that, but we've been very happy to be achieving it and continuing forward. It's actually a tough environment for banks right now with rates as low as they are. A lot of the regulatory changes have made it harder for banks to make money, and it's raised our costs. So we're thrilled to be doing as well as we are.
John Sorens and I were talking about Dodd-Frank, as a matter of fact, and those very things were coming out of his mouth as well. Thank you, Tim, for coming in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hi,
my pleasure.
From Bankers Trust, ladies and gentlemen, always great to have leaders of the community come and talk about their business and why it excels. And gosh, a 22% increase. That's not bad at all. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, for Amanda, who is here from Active Edge Massage, thank you very much for coming in. For Tim Kintner from Bankers Trust, all of us associated with Insight on Business. We're grateful that you have come along for the ride this half hour. By the way, once again, Roxy Copeland is down at the social club. Head on down there and say hi. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.